Jesus, thank you so very much for speaking to us. How blessed we are to hear the desires of your heart. Please help us to be thankful for this great privilege and never take it for granted. Amen. Well, dear family, I feel so unworthy of the grace of his visits, though I am sometimes forgetful of this honor. He still waits for me and shares his heart so faithfully. Thank you, dear God. Thank you so very much. Lord, I'm coming to you for your children. Please speak to us. Jesus began, "My dearest daughter, please get rid of the notion that I am angry with you. I have heard your pleas for greater holiness and self-control, and I fully intend to answer them on a gradient level that you can handle. Now your enemies will take note of this and increase their attacks against your flesh. But what I have for you, dear one, will outsmart and render their opposition useful for you. It amazes me that they continue to try and destroy our relationship, yet they never figure out it only gets stronger. There are seasons, you know, and you are exiting a treacherous season, a building program. So many churches fall and fail during a building program. The enemy sees it as an opportune time to send the wolves into the flock and scatter them, because the pastor is busy with other matters. This happens to every church. This is why you must keep your heart and mind on our children, Claire, and not let them slip by without knowing that you care. You cannot touch everyone except through prayer. From the hub of the wheel, you reach all the spokes. In a way, this channel is the hub, just as your prayer room is. But more will be happening from the refuge in future months. You know, here I have to confess, we had a wonderful heart dweller here helping us, and I didn't get a chance to say a proper goodbye to him, and I felt so badly. So I've been trying to get a hold of him, and I pray that he will respond at some point, because I really blew it. That's about all I can say. Circumstances were piled up on me, and they just slipped through my fingers. So, as I reminded him in one email, forgiveness is a work of mercy. Dear, dear heart dwellers, you who have patiently anticipated messages from Mother Claire, I need your prayers for her. The distractions are endless, and she suffers from guilt constantly. I am trying to take this from her, but her enemies also attack in that area because she is vulnerable. Please pray for your mother and support her with your fasting and prayers that she may level out of this season and draw closer to you and me. Pray for those she depends on as well, so the burdens are lifted. I still have much to give you, heart dwellers, as you go deeper in your own prayer life and are faithful to cover her. You are right, Lord. I do struggle with balancing time. For instance, now those I would relegate research to for the wood stoves for the different buildings are busy digging ditches, so it falls to me. And it takes hours to search out and understand what is needed. Thank goodness most of the hermitages are basically the same. Jesus replied, "I am pleased with you, Claire, because you put ordering materials at the end of the day and did not leave prayer to do that. I am very pleased and comforted by your faithfulness." Guys, that was a real trial for me today. I guess I'm always feeling time passing by, and so I get to be in a hurry and doing things, and I really, really, really did violence to myself today in prayer because it kept coming up. Put in the order for the stoves. Put in the order for the stoves and the stovepipes, which is a complicated order. And I just kept slapping myself and saying, no, I'm not going to interrupt my time with the Lord for that. It can wait. Well, family, I've been going very slowly, devoting more time than is usual for me to recover my prayer focus. It takes me the better part of 6 hours to force my mind off of these pressing details and on to the Lord. Truly, I just want to be done with this. And when I finish one thing, I forget there's always another. So I deliberately am pushing these things to the background so they don't tyrannize me. The fruits of isolation and prayer in a close-knit community will be very satisfying and yet complicated at times. You have many who come broken by repeated rejection. They are like the injured fish that Ezekiel reached into the water and gently brought into his special holding tank so they could be nursed back to health. That was a message, I think, maybe a year ago or so. The challenges, he continued, are many. The remedy is simply love and sound instruction. Together as a community, we can do this and be prepared for those who will come for ministry, whether it be on the internet or in person. I listen to your fears, Claire. I have sent you solid souls who are eager to help to sidestep the trap Satan has laid for them. They are aware of their weaknesses, and this is a major key to surviving in a community of like-hearted souls. My heart dwellers are sweet and very much like me, willing to carry their crosses. Their hearts are set on praying for all, especially the covens that live at the base of the mountain. The more they persecute you, the more you pray, and this is bound to bring forth this sweet fruit of conversion in time. The more they attack you, the more you have to offer me for their conversions. It all works for my purposes, whether they recognize it or not. Never be too busy for a hurting soul. They must always come first. And yet, what you cannot accomplish on the spur of the moment, a simple prayer, Jesus, please help this soul, is all that is needed, and I will begin to bring comfort to them. You are very limited in what you can do. I have no limits. Yet I depend on your prayers to release that comfort and healing. Claire, even those little sighs count as effective prayer. But I wish for all of you to pray for the Jewish nation, as these are painful and treacherous times. America, too, is a substantial prayer burden for all of you. And know that when the suffering runs high and things are especially difficult, I am needing your sacrifices. The horror I must see when children are dismembered and tortured is beyond words. My heart breaks at what these little ones suffer, and I long to rescue them through your offerings. It is not to be believed, the savage cruelty of those who stalk these children like prey. My heart breaks for them, dear ones. Please, do not stop praying for them. As far as an event in this country goes, you are not out of the woods yet, but I am counting on you to respond when I place that burden on your hearts. Again, when you feel most burdened, either by sickness or emotional and mental pain, offer it to me with my sufferings, as I must hear and see unspeakable things. My dear ones, I need your comfort now, more than ever. You ask, how can I comfort you, Jesus? When you focus on me and speak words of reparation, forgive them, Lord, they are blind. Jesus, they are so weak, have mercy. These are some of the words that bring comfort to my soul. And tenderly holding your crucifix, kissing my feet, holding my head over your heart and stroking my hair, doing all these things in the Spirit bring to me great comfort. And as you contemplate my wounds and pain, you will grow much closer to me. Kindness and mercy exerted on another soul who was in distress also brings great comfort to me. Do not forget the suffering of my mother, dear ones. She endures more than any other human being created on this earth. My sufferings and comforting her brings comfort to me. You ask, but how do I know where to find her? The answer is that where I am, she also will be. Our hearts are in union. The gifts I have given to faithful souls on this earth when they come to heaven are beyond your earthly understanding. She was created with the grace of baptism at her conception and preserved this purity during her entire life on this earth. You will never understand what a great feat of holiness that was. Suffice it to say, it was done by the power of the Holy Spirit with her agreement and cooperation. Go now, my dear ones, into your prayer closets and altars and bring to me the sweet tears of contrition for this nation and all the innocent little ones that are suffering from the sickness of men as they cooperate with the demons. This emerging generation is highly gifted, and Satan is set on destroying as many as he can while they are in the womb. What he does not accomplish through abortion, he will pursue with evil men after they are born. Pray for the little ones, my people. Pray very much for Israel and the Jewish people. I love you tenderly. I am more pleased with you than you know. Don't allow the enemy to burden you down or separate you from me with false guilt. I know what you are capable of. I know your weaknesses. I know when you're trying. I see your tears when you fall short, and I stand by to strengthen you in your next trial. Embrace me when you fall. Embrace me when you are weak. Come running to me, and I will wash you white as snow. I see your hearts, not your weaknesses, and I promise you that what I have begun in you, I will finish. And for each trial you get up from, there is a badge of honor awaiting you in heaven, as all you do is written in the book of your life. My blessing is upon you. Go now and bring forth the sweet fruit of contrition and reparation.